Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Once more, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the atomic theory in the Bible. Well, our famous California scientist, Dr. Robert Millikan, some time ago received the Nobel Prize in Physics for isolating the atom and making the atom ponderable to human vision. Dr. Millikan, of course, did not discover the atom nor invent the atomic theory. Men had been familiar with the theoretical existence of the atom for many years before Dr. Millikan consummated his great work. Now, we can remember back in the days more than a score of years ago when we attended college, and we had a professor by the name of Dr. Brooks, whom the boys facetiously called Up and Atom Brooks. Because every time the good doctor got up, he was sure to talk about the atom. Indeed, a lad not prepared to recite sometimes escaped the threatened doom by getting the good doctor interested in a discussion of the atomic theory. Then, in this manner, we learned a great deal about the atom, all of which we have since found out wasn't true. But that's the general fate of a college education. We spend 4 years learning things to pass examinations. And then we spend the next 24 years finding out that what we learned wasn't necessarily so. For instance, Dr. Brooks conveyed to us the dogmatic idea that the atom was the smallest divisible particle of matter that the human mind could conceive. And he assured us that no eye would ever see the atom, as it was the ultimate division of matter, and man's ingenuity would never make it visible. He gave us the idea that atoms were a little bit like solid globes of matter, like ball bearings, or marbles, or solid rubber balls. Now, while it is true that the atom is very, very small, it is not the ultimate division of matter. And we might offer as the best description of an atom the statement that it is a skin full of nothing with satellites of nothing revolving around a nucleus, except that it has no skin. It has been said that if all of the space were squeezed out of the atoms of a 200-pound man, enough solid material would be left over to cover the head of an ordinary pin. The man who realizes this is not so apt to get angry when his wife accuses him of being full of hot air. He knows that she is also, and he preserves a dignified silence. Now, it is found that even these tiny components of the atom, the proton, the neutron, the electron, and so forth, follow known mechanical laws, and they travel on prescribed orbits, exactly as do the satellites of the solar system. These infinite minuteness of the atom has been lost sight of in view of the comparatively enormous mass of an atom is to be found in comparison with its component parts. Now, all of this, of course, is kindergarten science, and it's well known to the average reader. We merely cite this to call attention to the fact that the atomic theory was apparently first discovered by the Apostle Paul. The best statement of the atomic theory that literature contains is found in the 11th chapter of Hebrews in the 3rd verse. In this magnificent record of the heroes of faith and the triumphs that they wrought by its virtues, we find these words. It says, quote, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear." Unquote. Now, this translation into the English is, of course, from the original Greek of the New Testament. The particular word in the Greek is spelled A-I-O-N-A-S, Aionas, and according to the well-remembered dissertation of Dean Alford, Aionas includes the world itself and all things therein. The expression hoi aionis includes in it all that exists under the conditions of time and space. Together with those conditions of time and space themselves, things which have actual being do not exist independently of God, but are themselves the work of His Word. The more recent work of the eminent James Hope Moulton bears out this conclusion and statement of the eminent Dean Alford, so that the translation of the English is as accurate in sense as it is possible for a translation to be. To put this famed statement of Paul into a paraphrase of English, it would adjust the idiom to our vocabulary in this fashion. By faith we understand that the worlds were builded by the Word of God, so that things which are visible are made of entities that are invisible. This is as clear a statement of the atomic theory as it is possible for the human pen to write. And Dr. Millikan received the Nobel Prize of almost $2,000 for proving this theory. Paul the Apostle did not receive so much as a dime for anticipating the discoveries of Millikan by more than 18 centuries. Now, the point that we now raise is this. How did Paul the Apostle know about the atom 1800 years before men discovered it? Well, again, the casual reader would say, this is just a coincidence. Well, once more, let us just smile and pass on to another demonstration.